This episode is brought to you by Dietz and Watson.
Molly, it's time we have the talk about hot dogs.
Okay. Well, hey, I'm looking for a hot dog that's the real deal, Matthew.
Like a classic hot dog that, like, when you think of, like, the platonic ideal of a hot dog, I recommend Dietz and Watson's Dietz dogs.
Ah, well, I've heard that they're handcrafted and made using only Dietz and Watson premium meat.
I can vouch for this because Dietz and Watson sent us a big box of hot dogs and other delights, and wife of the show, Lori, and I had them for dinner last night. We had the classic beef Dietz dogs with toasted buns with sauerkraut and pickled jalapenos and Dietz and Watson ballpark-style yellow mustard.
Do you think you'd recommend Dietz and Watson hot dogs for fried rice?
Oh, yeah. Fried rice with some sliced hot dogs. I'm going to be doing that soon. Wife of the show, Lori, is going to be making the hot dog flour buns from Christina Cho's cookbook, Mooncakes and Milk Bread. Very excited for this.
And I'm especially pleased because Dietz and Watson does things the right way. So this means, like, no additives, no fillers, no artificial flavors, no cutting corners. You can feel good about this stuff.
Dietz and Watson. It's a family thing since 1939.
Shop now at dietzandwatson.com/the right way.
That's Dietz, D-I-E-T-Z, and watson.com/the right way.
I'm Molly.
And I'm Matthew.
And this is Spilled Milk, the show where we cook something delicious, eat it all, and you can't have any.
And today we're talking about peanut butter powder.
Yeah, I gotta say, like, so I did not know this existed until we agreed to do it. Like, it somehow showed up on our show agenda.
Let's trace this, because I know it was originally requested by a number of listeners, and I think we were like, no, we're not going to do that because it sounds like not our kind of thing. But it ended up on the list anyway. And then we recently had a meeting with producer Abby to, like, go through our list of topics that we might do and delete the ones that we're really never going to do. Somehow this one made the cut, so I think probably producer Abby told us we should.
Well, I think it's interesting that you even had enough of a feeling about it to say this doesn't seem like something we would do, because to me, like, when you said, let's do peanut butter powder, when we were going down that list, I think I was sort of imagining it like ranch powder. I mean, I think I kind of, like, had no idea what you would do with this stuff.
I still don't know if I know, and I just made a smoothie.
Well, I researched this topic. It was extremely rigorous. Matthew, well, wait, do you have a peanut butter powder?
Did you powder some peanut butter?
I did not. Do you have a memory lane?
No.
Me neither. Okay.
I guess my memory lane is I did know this existed because I always enjoy looking at new products at the supermarket.
You do?
I noticed, oh yeah, it's one of my favorite things.
Like, really?
My family knows me as someone who will several days in a row bring something home from the store. Like, I brought home a stupid new product.
Wait, hold on. So when I was in college, like my senior year, I was really studying a lot of stuff around, like, global health initiatives in HIV prevention.
Okay.
And I read the book.
Don't know where this is going.
I read the book, The Diffusion of Innovations.
Oh.
About how some people are, like, early adopters.
Oh,
like,
I am an early adopter when it comes to some things.
I am not an early adopter.
So, like, software and potato chips. Those are the things of which I'm an early adopter.
I am not an early adopter. I'm a whatever the other ones are.
Late bloomer.
I was a late bloomer, in fact.
There you go.
I had my first kiss right before my 19th birthday.
Oh, that's sweet.
What about you?
But then you bloomed.
But then I bloomed. Look at me now.
Oh, when did I have my first kiss? I was 16, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
When do you think you started puberty?
Oh, geez.
Should we get Judy Amster on the show? She can tell us.
I don't know. Like, what? Doesn't puberty kind of take a while? But started, I guess.
It does.
Like,
but I think, I guess for people with uteruses, we tend to be able to trace, like, when we got our periods.
Right. Sure.
So, like, I was 12 when I got my period.
So I guess like, yeah, like 12, I started noticing changes.
Yeah.
Big changes.
Yeah. Anyway, okay. Well, so peanut butter powder, clearly.
Puberty powder.
Peanut butter powder, as usual, we're way behind the times.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The website The Kitchen wrote a piece in 2014 called What's the Deal with Peanut Butter Powder? So it was already a deal 5 years ago.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
What's the deal with peanut butter powder?
Here's the deal. So what this stuff is roasted peanuts that have been pressed to remove most of the oil and then ground into a fine powder.
This sounds like they found a way to sell garbage, kind of, right?
Exactly. Hold on. It's like they removed the valuable part of
it. Because peanut oil is expensive.
Right? So here's the deal. Like, you remove the oil, which removes the fat. You remove most of the oil. Yeah. And so in theory, what you're left with is, like, that peanutty flavor and also protein and, in theory, fiber. But, like, and a lot of people...
A tiny amount of fiber.
And a lot of people like the idea of this because it's so much lower in calories than, like regular peanut butter. But my feeling is when you remove the fat from something, you're also removing, like, its ability to satiate you.
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah. So, well, it's like having, like, full-fat yogurt versus non-fat yogurt.
Right.
Yeah. So, anyway, there are lots of different reasons to buy peanut butter powder, and only one of them is if you're trying to, like, have peanut flavor with fewer calories.
Right. Another reason is because the most popular brand is PB2. Which is a pretty cool name.
Okay. How does it bill itself?
The original PB2 powdered peanut butter, 90% less fat, 6 grams of protein.
This 90% less fat thing just makes me go, I'm going to put this back on the shelf.
Yeah, totally. Me too. I'm going to try just eating some straight out of the jar. Oh my God, it's so dry.
I should also
My mouth is never going to recover.
I should also say that I know that there are people who, for, like, real medical reasons, like, have very limited fat intake. Like post-surgery and things like that.
Sure.
But still, I think I just would wait till I could eat fat again, and then I'd have peanut butter.
It was like eating
mortar. Why did you do
mortar.
That to yourself? Why
did, I mortared my you, mouth
that
together.
That was basically like a mouthful of flour you just put in your mouth.
Having said that, it tastes pretty good.
Yeah, so I think this brand has a little bit of sugar and salt added to it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, just a little bit.
So people buy this for all kinds of different reasons. I mean, for one, you can imagine.
I mean, for putting up a brick wall, I think is probably the number two reason.
But you can imagine if you were backpacking, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you could get a lot of flavor out of this with very little weight.
Right.
Right.
You could also offer it to a bear.
You could also offer it to a bear. Pretty much across the board, people say, do not try to use this the way that you would use regular peanut butter. Like, don't reconstitute it and spread it on toast.
So,
like,
let's do
you're
that.
You're not going to be happy. So let's try it.
That's it. PB2 can be reconstituted with any liquid of choice, literally any liquid. Water.
Coffee.
Juice. Coffee. Marmalade.
Wait a minute. Did they say that?
No. Doesn't say coffee either. Wait. Just says water, juice, etc.
Wait.
Marmalade. I know marmalade's not a liquid. Just nothing else came to mind. Is jelly a liquid?
It's a gel.
Yeah.
Okay, wait, hold on. How much water?
I stopped reading the instructions because I started laughing. Okay. Mix 2 tablespoons of PB2 with 1.5 tablespoons of water and stir until smooth. Clumps may naturally occur. Oh, shake before use. I didn't.
Shake before use? Huh. Oh, boy. I think I'd really have to be backpacking to get off on this stuff.
I think you're actually just supposed to eat it.
Oh, God, this looks bad.
It's not going to be good. But, I mean, we have already consumed it in a form that we did like, and I put in too much water now.
Here, let me help you.
Help me out.
I was reading an article.
This is going to be purgatory. Like, what I did was I put some of the peanut butter powder in the bowl. I added too much water, so it was all runny. Then Molly was like, I'll save you. I'll add more powder. She put in too much powder, so now it's too stiff to stir. Now I'm going to add more water, and it's going to get all runny. And that's what happened.
So yesterday I was reading articles about how nice Keanu Reeves is.
What? You were supposed to be researching for the show.
Well, the best part is I was alternating back and forth between the two things. And at one point after I'd been doing my powdered peanut butter research, I went to Google Keanu Reeves and instead typed keynut. Because it's like Keanu with a T at the end. I don't want to eat it.
You don't have to. It's just like extremely bland peanut butter because there's no fat to carry the flavor.
That sounds so dumb.
But we put it in a smoothie.
I'm going to smell it.
And it was good. So I'm not.
It doesn't smell bad.
Yeah, no, it's not bad. It's just incomplete.
Okay.
So we put it in a smoothie with some full fat Greek yogurt and then it bloomed.
Hi, I'm Ariana Maddox. You probably know me from TV, or maybe you read my best-selling book and tried one of my amazing cocktails, or maybe you saw me on Broadway. What I can say is following dreams is kind of my thing, but of all the things I'm lucky enough to get to do, the thing that I get asked about the most are my shoes. What's my secret? DSW. DSW is the best place to get all the shoes you need from brands you love. Trust me, I'm obsessed. In fact, I love DSW so much, I've teamed up with them to create a collection of shoes from must-have sandals to super cool sneakers that are guaranteed to get compliments. Because if I've learned anything, it's that if you've got big dreams to follow, you're gonna need some really great shoes. Find the shoes of your dreams when you shop my new collection now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Masterclass.
Matthew, take a minute and picture that thing that you've always wanted to learn.
All right, I'm picturing the thing.
Okay.
And you know, what if I get lost in the wilderness?
Well, okay, this is the thing?
This is the thing.
Oh, okay. Well, so picture learning it from someone who's literally the best at getting lost in the wilderness.
No, no, no.
In the world.
You no? don't understand, Molly. I want to get found in the wilderness.
Oh, okay.
So, and for that, I turn to Jesse Krebs, who is an internationally recognized expert on wilderness survival. She has a class on Masterclass, and she teaches like the five basic needs. And if you think number one is water, you're wrong. She teaches you how to use a knife, how to use rope, one of your most important tools in the wilderness. I don't think I'm going to get stuck in the wilderness, but if I do, I'm going to be really happy that I took this class on Masterclass.
Yeah, well, Masterclass is where you should go if you don't just want to think about learning something, but you actually want to do it with one-on-one classes with the world's best.
Yeah, if you want to learn singing from Christina Aguilera, if you want to learn shooting threes from Steph Curry, there's only one place in the world to do those things, unless you happen to know those people, which you don't.
Yeah, you don't. And every new membership comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, so there's no risk.
And right now, our listeners will get an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/spilledmilk15.
That's 15% off right now at masterclass.com/spilledmilk15.
masterclass.com/spilledmilk15.
Consumer Reports. I love Consumer Reports. Have I told you how much I love Consumer Reports?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think Consumer Reports is what it used to be, but it's still...
Well, it used to be like a real dad magazine, and now it definitely is trying to like have like an actual like narrative appeal.
What?
I don't know.
Like now they have short stories?
Sorry, narrative was the wrong word. Now it's trying to have like a tabloid appeal.
Oh,
like,
okay, yeah.
Like, what does Jenny McCarthy think is the best new sports car?
I would buy whatever it isn't.
Right, don't buy anything.
Yeah.
Okay. God, where did I get Jenny McCarthy?
I don't know.
I think it's because I was listening to a Fresh Air not too long ago about like the history of vaccine deniers.
Sure.
Oh, Jenny McCarthy. God.
Yeah, that was it's so weird because like when I was young, Jenny McCarthy was like someone that you and your friends would pass around naked pictures of, and then she turned evil. The world is strange.
The world is so strange. Wow, who would have thought that that transition could happen?
Right. I guess basically what I'm saying is it would be really hard to get off to that now.
Oh, okay. I'm sure you found somebody else.
No, still looking. Okay, so...
So anyway, Consumer Reports, they did a tasting of like the biggest three brands, and they said that Jif powdered peanut butter was the tastiest.
Which I looked for and didn't find, but I like Jif in general, so...
It was followed by PB2, which is what we're trying here today. And then... Peanut Butter and Company was the third.
I did see that one also. I only bought one because it's kind of expensive, and I figured we didn't know anything about the product anyway, so probably the leading brand would be fine.
I imagine. So I know that like these are way more expensive per
than peanut
ounce
butter.
Than peanut
which,
butter.
Why?
Well, probably I don't know.
I guess
know,
it takes more peanuts to fill the jar. I don't know.
I don't know. Well, it also seems like a more processed product.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Is it cost that much more to power the machinery?
Well, they got someone cranking the peanut press.
Maybe
stop the presses.
Maybe they got Keynut for it.
They hired Keynut because he's such a nice guy. He's like, yeah, sure, of course, I'll help out.
Anyway, so people use this for all kinds of things. I think,
and I'll pose in this picture with you, but I'm not going to touch you without permission.
I love that
I'm a
about
cool guy.
I love that about Keynut.
Yes.
I want to watch The Matrix again.
I don't think you do.
It doesn't hold up anymore?
No, because I had this experience where I think I may have mentioned this on the show before, where I had seen The Matrix in the theater as like, this is fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Like, mind blown.
Yeah.
And then like during... Like were a you, were winter
you,
storm
were you in
or something.
Your Baudrillard phase?
I was in my, I don't know what that is.
Oh, it's the simulacra or simulacrum guy, postmodern theorist.
Yep.
That's, he's,
I was
his
way
book makes
into
an
that
appearance
phase.
In The Matrix.
Okay. So, like, we might all be living in a simulation and we have no way of proving whether we are or not, but probably we are, right? Let's be real.
I'm totally hooked up to a machine.
There is
right
more
now.
Smoothie in the kitchen if you would like more.
Oh.
So, there was like a winter storm or something, and we were all hunkered down in my parents' apartment for some reason. And we're like, let's go to the store and rent a movie because it was those days. This would have been like 2000-ish. When did The Matrix come out?
I didn't see it till 2000, actually.
Okay.
So
anyway, it was like sometime when The Matrix was a new release-ish at the video store. And I was like, oh, let's watch The Matrix. Everyone will enjoy that. This is going to be a guaranteed good time. And we were all sitting around like, I don't know. They could have cut down this movie a lot.
I saw it for the first time when I was taking a class in college called Body Works, where we were studying
Bath
like,
and Body Works.
Bath and Body
it was,
Works.
It was a class sponsored by Bath and
exactly.
Body Works.
Exactly. We met at the mall every week. No, it was this amazing class that was like, it was co-taught by people in the medical school, people in comparative studies in like comparative, like comp lit, and then also like some like bioethics department.
Wow.
It was really, really cool.
And Lawrence Fishburne.
And Lawrence Fishburne and Keynote
Joe
Reeves.
Pantoliano.
Anyway.
And Keynote.
Anyway, we studied all kinds of really cool stuff, but we had to watch The Matrix for part of it.
Why?
Oh, well, because of the way that it looked at bodies in the future.
Okay.
Like, I mean, and also
they
for
have ports.
Well, and also for what it was doing with theory, because we were also this was the class where we read about rhizomes and stuff.
Oh
man.
God! Don't say it again. It's getting it will attract more emails.
Okay. yeah, those emails just sprout up like rhizomes.
Definitely, still my favorite part of The Matrix is when he uploads kung fu into his brain.
I forgot about that part.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like I want. Did we talk recently on this show about how I think I might be good at surfing? Maybe it was in an ad. Right.
Yeah, you did say you thought you'd be good at surfing.
So
and
what
I was
stunned. I want to upload surfing ability directly into my brain through a port in the back of my head.
Yeah. Okay. I would like to get with both Keynote and Trinity at the same time. Neo
okay.
and Trinity.
Sure, sure, sure.
Yeah.
Why not?
I mean, why not? If you could. If anything is possible in The Matrix.
I mean, that I guess that's like the benevolent future. Like, what's the opposite? The utopian future that you imagine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, maybe we're all being, like, sucked dry by alien robots.
But you can get with Neo and Trinity at the same time.
Right. But if you definitely, like, stick with whatever pill leaves you in the Matrix, that's the one you should go for.
Yeah.
Right?
You and Lawrence Fishburne.
That's, well, wait. No,
no.
But he wanted you to take the pill that like lets you see outside the Matrix.
Oh God, right. But, the red pill or the blue pill.
Yeah, I don't remember which pill is which. Please don't write in. I know one of them has become like a symbol for terrible men on the internet. And basically I'm fine staying in the Matrix, what I'm saying.
Okay, cool.
And it sounds like you are too, in a big way.
Yeah.
Because, like, who knows what those people looked like outside the Matrix? I guess you find out. I don't know.
Well, they looked like people in pods.
They looked like pod people. That's right. But don't they get, like, ejected from the pod somehow?
Well, yeah, because all the cords came flying
happened.
Out at one point or something.
But why? I don't know.
This has been our Matrix episode.
Right, okay. Let's, for the rest of this episode, like, I don't really care about powdered peanut butter. Let's just talk about what we think might have happened in the Matrix.
Okay, well, so anyway, so people use powdered peanut butter for making smoothies.
Which we did.
Because it's supposed to blend better than regular peanut butter.
You know what? I think it blended really nicely.
Okay. And also, it kind of acts
no
as
lumps.
like a protein powder, sort of, right? I mean, how much protein is in here? 2 tablespoons, 6 grams. That's much less than like a protein powder, though, right?
I have no idea.
I don't really know.
I mean,
either.
2 tablespoons of this is not very much because it's very light.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, so it's kind of like adding protein powder to your milkshake or your smoothie or whatever. So people use it for that.
Yeah, we made a smoothie with banana, frozen strawberries, whole milk yogurt, and peanut butter powder.
If I opened a smoothie shop,
tasty.
like my old boss, Tony, I would call this the PB&J.
Yeah, it tastes
totally
like a PB&J.
It totally tastes like a PB&J.
Yeah, like made with strawberry jam. I liked it a lot.
People also add the powder to like pancake batter to get like peanut butter flavored pancakes.
That sounds good.
People use it to flavor plain yogurt and oatmeal. A lot of people like to stir it into oatmeal, apparently.
That I feel like might be too stodgy for me.
Okay. What about as a flavoring for whipped cream?
I've definitely had peanut butter flavored whipped cream that I thought was delicious. Like I've had like a peanut butter cream pie.
Like
with a chocolate cookie crust. And which is kind of like a peanut butter flavored whipped cream.
Huh. I wonder how that was made.
But like, in fact, I've made it, but I don't remember.
What about popcorn? So I saw a lot of places on the internet where people talked about putting peanut butter powder on popcorn and even doing sort of like a sriracha peanut popcorn.
That sounds very
tasty.
With like
sriracha, peanut butter powder,
or
salt.
I could go for just like finely ground chili powder and peanut powder. Sounds good to me.
Okay, cool. Hey, so I'm coming over to watch The Matrix later and we're having
chili peanut popcorn.
Okay, here's another thing. Somebody in a comments section online said that they really like the texture of the powder. And so they like to like eat a banana and like dip it in the powder.
Do you want to try that?
I don't.
What do you think our job is here?
My job is to talk. My job is not to eat questionable things.
You put milkshakes here. I got vanilla ice cream. I would have to clean out the blender.
Oh, that seems like too much work. But let's just drink the last of the PB&J smoothie. Okay. Anyway, another thing is that, so powdered peanut butter in its like most basic form without salt and sugar is basically peanut flour. And so people seem to like it for curries and sauces like that, for cookies. Why didn't you bring me any more?
I thought you just poured yourself some more. Didn't you just go into the kitchen a minute ago?
I did not just pour myself some more. Who do you think went into the kitchen? Matthew, I think that was a glitch in the Matrix.
Yeah, I think there was.
You saw something out of the corner of your eye that wasn't there. Pay no attention to the glitch in the Matrix. Anyway, I would love to hear from listeners, particularly the listeners who wanted us to do this episode. Tell us about, like, you know, what gets you off about peanut
We should
butter
have
powder.
Asked this before the episode.
Oh, whoops.
Carrie Ann Moss, Keynut, if you're listening, please write in. We have a proposal, an indecent proposal for you.
It sounded like you were. Sounded like you were calling Carrie Ann Moss Keynut. Well, they
it's
are.
It's weird that of the two stars of that movie, she would be the one nicknamed Keynut. But that's just how it is.
Well, they both are so beautiful. You could like put them together in a single person and it would like blow the world up.
You could put them together in a single pod. Like a single peanut
it
shell.
It might blow Matrix up. We can all escape. Yeah.
So you're saying like instead of all this like depotting and pills and stuff, they could have like if those two just like did it like at the beginning of the movie, that would have just blown the whole Matrix wide open.
Yeah. Okay. We don't need the movie at all, or the sequel, or the.
That's right. We could have avoided a lot of sequel.
Yeah.
I didn't see either of those.
Oh, I did.
Did you?
I've seen it all.
Okay. not apparently not as much as you wanted to, though.
Yeah. Can I just say, like, Keanu Reeves, love what an enigma that man is.
Truly.
Truly.
Because, for a moment there, he seemed just kind of like a dumb guy, right? Mm-hmm. But then it turned out. That was an oversimplification, although possibly not entirely wrong.
Yeah, but I think that I'm fascinated by the degree to which he has maintained privacy despite being a celebrity for decades.
I mean, but you sussed out his secret nickname.
I did.
Yeah, but and also like he's just like thrilling to watch on screen.
He's so beautiful.
Yeah, and but like there are some people who are like very like attractive but are not particularly interesting on screen.
Yeah.
And he's both.
Yes.
So
yeah. How do you feel about his beard that's like climbing up toward his eyes?
I like it.
You like it?
I do.
Because I can't decide if I want him to like shave those cheeks.
Yeah. Like I've been kind of fighting this battle on my own face.
I can tell. You look a lot like Keynut.
Exactly. Yeah. Keynut and I share beard tips a lot. We have a special Slack channel for this.
Yeah. Okay. Well, this has been our peanut butter powder episode.
Wait, are we going to make a milkshake?
I don't know. I don't want to clean the blender.
I mean, I'm going to have to clean the blender before giving it back to you anyway.
Fine.
I mean, I guess I don't have to.
Yeah, no, let's eat a peanut butter milkshake. Okay. Pause the show. I need to take a nap.
Okay. We're back.
Okay, we're back. We're drinking milkshakes now.
I finished mine.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Wow. So how did you know how much peanut butter powder to put in?
Wild guess. I was prepared to add more or less.
This is really nice. And I will say the one thing I'm noticing is there's not an aftertaste.
Yeah. Yeah. I think this is a really good milkshake.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would recommend this for this purpose. Mm-hmm. I mean, mm-hmm. we didn't like do a side by side comparison with just throwing some peanut butter in, but I feel like that would be kind of stickier.
Mm-hmm. This is great.
It really is. I just used store brand vanilla ice cream.
Do you think you're going to be keeping peanut butter powder around now?
For a while, at least, because the jar is kind of large and I'm not planning to use it for anything other than milkshakes.
Cool.
So
smoothies.
So maybe it'll last another week because it's milkshake season.
It is milkshake season.
All right. Well, thank you, listeners, for introducing us to the magic that is peanut butter powder, the everyday magic.
Mm-hmm.
What are some other things that could be defatted and ground and sold to us at an inflated price? But they did have almond butter powder.
Okay, yeah. I think pretty much all the nuts.
Oh, pretty much all the nuts. I would buy hazelnut powder.
Mm.
You know how I feel about it. I know we're not fully on the same page about hazelnuts.
We're not on the same page about hazelnuts. We're, anyway. But, you know, we are on the same page about key nuts.
That's true. If there's one thing we can all agree on,
it's key nut. Okay. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/spilledmilkpodcast, where, I don't know, what's your favorite key nut movie?
Yeah, that's a good question. Well, what's your favorite key nut movie?
Of The Matrix.
Oh, okay.
Big time. Although I've never seen My Own Private Idaho, and I've kind of always wanted to, but is it going to be depressing?
Oh, definitely. Guaranteed.
I've always wanted to, though.
Okay. So what are other, so I off the top of my head, I think my favorite is Speed. But,
I've never seen it.
Oh, it's so great.
But you love like Speed type movies.
I love Speed.
You do.
Like if I'm not going over 50 miles an hour, I explode. Mm-hmm. What else? What the Lake House?
Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Of course, yes. Which that one hasn't aged well in some ways.
Yeah, I'm sure it hasn't. I've never seen it. Probably that's why I still like Keynut.
Yeah. No, I mean, it was not his fault.
Yeah, okay. I can't remember what else. A lot of things.
I think we're going to be hearing from listeners on this one because he's been in a bunch of movies.
He is in a new show, something with Ali Wong.
It's a movie, yeah.
Really? Okay.
With Ali Wong and the guy from Fresh Off the Boat, whose name I'm totally blanking on right now.
Okay.
Randall Park.
Yes. Anyway, Keanu's got some new vehicles out now,
yes,
so
yeah.
Check them.
I'm looking forward to seeing that. It's called...
Did I say Keanu?
I don't know what anyone's saying about anything anymore. Do you think peanut power? Peanut power.
Power
oh no!
The peanut.
Okay,
we've got to end.
We're,
this
we're
thing
fading
right now.
Here fast before we turn into vegetables. Like we need to warn people of the dangers of peanut powder because we didn't even have that much and listen to us.
Anyway, okay, so yeah, tell us about your favorite Keanu movie.
Yes,
or show.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you had a Keanu encounter?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Yeah, sure. Anyway, you can also find us on our website. That's
in the Matrix or outside. Both are acceptable.
SpilledMilkPodcast.com, where we will not be posting any recipes today. But
when I say in the Matrix, I just mean in a fantasy.
Yeah.
We'll be posting a link to the article from The Kitchen by Faith Durand called Peanut Powder.
What's the
Is
deal?
Is it in you?
Yeah.
What's the deal with peanut powder?
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, and anything else, Matthew?
No, nothing else.
Okay, great. Well, thank you for listening to Spilled Milk.
Oh, our producer is Abby Circatella. Did we say that?
Oh, no, we didn't. Thank you, Abby.
She's so glad that we remembered to associate her with this recipe, this episode.
Oh, boy. We are just...
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
And thank you for listening to Spilled Milk. If you would like to reach us, put a letter in the mailbox next to the lake house, and we'll get it in the future or the past. I can't remember. I haven't seen the movie.
Okay.
But we do love you.
I'm Molly Weisenberg.
And I'm Matthew Amster Burton.
I feel like something horrible is going on down there. And I've got to go, wow, let's take that out of context. I feel like something horrible is going on down there because of the dampness.
Oh, could it be like black mold?
Could be black mold.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.